said that the chachila person should pour gravias on each one of his hands. There's a lashon l'shulchan aruch, which is interesting lashon in Siman Kuf Nun Ches in Sif Yud. It says even though the shears are revias, which is, you calculate how much that is, Yosef Little Beshefa, it's appropriate to use more water, to pour Beshefa in a larger amount. The Amr of Chista, the Shulchan Aruch quotes a statement of an Amr by name. It's not common in Shulchan Aruch. The Amr of Chista, I wash myself with a large amount, handfuls of water. And from Shemayim, they gave me a bracha of toiv, of goodness. A tremendous amount of toiv. So the Shulchan Aruch is paskening that this wasn't just a story the Mor is telling us, but the Mor is telling us for the purpose of indicating that it's appropriate to use, to make sure that you use a good amount of water. The truth is, to picture that person's washing with the revias twice in each hand, a total of four times on the hands with one revias, it's quite difficult to understand the reality. A revias is about 4 ounces. 4 ounces of water is a revias. The washing cup that we have over here holds 4 to 5 times that amount of water. You get a picture of the amount of what we're talking about. So picture using 1/4 of that amount of water to cover both of your hands, twice in each hand. So it's difficult to picture exactly how they're able to do it, unless they had very small hands and very large reviuses. Maybe it's a raya that the Brisker Rav is right and the shear of a revius is larger than we think. But the Chara, it's clear that Shulchan Aruch says a person should wash b'shef. And when you wash, you have to wash to make sure that every part of your hand is covered. So that every part of your hand covered means that you have to get it between your fingers also. It's not enough to go around. Every part of your finger, the main place you have to wash for sure, you have to make sure you wash the fingers, because that's, everybody agrees, is part of the chi of the tila, and preferably till the wrist. Many times when people wash, they don't get the water is not touching every part of their hands. The more water you're going to use, the more chance you're going to have that you're going to cover every part of your hands. When a person washes, the chachila person should have in mind the kavana. The kavana, which it says Shulchan Aruch, the kavana doesn't mean kavana is for the purpose of the mitzvah, but that is true also. We have a rule of mitzvah, kavana, a person in the chachila should have kavana when he does a mitzvah, he's doing it l'shem mitzvah. But a person should have a kavana l'shem tahara, that this process is going to be matara in my hands. This is out, the more discusses in context of going to the mikvah, that if a person goes to the mikvah, it's an error. Mashiach is going to come today, Be'ezus Hashem. We're going to all be matar ourselves to go to Beis HaMikdash. We're going to go to the mikvah. That mikvah, we go to the mikvah in that situation, which is a required halachic tahara. So that the person should have in mind that the tefillah is going to matar themselves. They're doing it with the same tahara, not just they want to dip in water. B'di'evah, we pass that kavana is not ma'akev. But when Mashiach comes, and we're dealing with kachim and the truma, those type of things, over there, kavana is ma'ake. But a person will be going to tie himself to eat kavanas. He has to have kavana to shame that purpose. Otherwise, it will not work, and he will not become tor for the purpose of being able to eat a korban. But for chulin, which is what we're dealing with, for chulin, b'digavin, kavana is not ma'ake. But the chachkila person should have a kavana, and he's washing the shame tahara. Have a good morning. Mm-hmm.